When this journalist died, the President of the United States personally took to the airwaves to announce his death to the nation. Beloved correspondent lives on, though, through his writings. And we take a look back on this edition of The American Countryside, brought to you by Radiate. Apply either foliar or in furrow. Radiate makes all the difference for a wide variety of crops. Talk to your CPS dealer today about Radiate.
Roots. They're your crop's foundation. Your success depends on them. Your roots can make or break you each season. Take charge of your roots this season with Radiate from Crop Production Services. Designed to give your crop a stronger, more robust foundation for yield and quality. Radiate can make all the difference for your crop this season. Learn how Radiate makes all the difference at your local Crop Production Services retailer today. Always read and follow label directions.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
During World War II, many Americans learned about the lives of the common soldier through columns written by Indiana farm boy Ernie Pyle.
There were 12.5 million soldiers out of a population of 130 million in the United States, so about 10% of the population was overseas or in the service.
Phil Hess says Pyle wrote about the common soldier. He was with them, writing about what they saw and did, and Americans in 750 newspapers were reading those stories. Sadly, it was during that work that his career was cut short.
He was with the 77th Infantry Division on an island called Ishima off the coast of Okinawa. He was riding with some officers, and they came under machine gun fire. Everybody made it to the ditch safely, but he raised his head and he said, "Is everyone okay?" And he was killed.
Pyle was a household name. You can gauge his importance to the nation when you consider who announced his death.
When he died, President Truman himself went on the radio to announce Ernie's death to the nation. He said the nation is once again saddened because Roosevelt had died about a week earlier. And he said no man in this war has told the story so well as the GIs wanted it told.
Here in Dana, you can find Pyle's boyhood home as well as an extensive museum about his life and the war.
We put together two Quonset huts, World War II vintage from the Navy, and have exhibits from North Africa through the Pacific, where there are columns illustrated by the historical vignettes and narrations from William Windham.
You can see our television story about Pyle by simply following The American Countryside on Facebook and viewing the feature there. Traveling the Countryside in Dana, Indiana, I'm Andrew McRae.